Tasha Shiftim has many, many mitzvahs. It's really, you know, towards the end of the Torah, it's putting in many, many mitzvahs over here. But there's one very unique mitzvah that I'd like to focus on. And this mitzvah is towards the beginning of the Perek, beginning of the parasha here. Perek Yud Zayin, Posuk Ches. Ki polim chod dovra mishpah ben dom nadom adin adin. In a situation where we don't know halacha and what to do. Then halacha is one goes to Lishkas Agozis and one asks the shayla there. And the pasuk continues, and you should come go to the shofet, or you go to the judges that were in those days. But derashto veigidelacha istva mishpat, and they will tell you what the halacha is. And then the halacha is v'sisa piadova shiigidelacha menamokim mahu, and you've got to make sure they listen to them what is told from that place. So again, over here, a lot of stress of going up to Lishkas Agozis and Beis Hamikdash and hearing what it said in that place. Asher yivcha Hashem, v'kodesh Baruch Hu chose. V'shamato la'asis k'chol asher yiruchah, you got to listen and make sure that you listen and follow everything they command. Al pi ha'toyah asher yiruchah, v'al mishal asher yimu l'chol taseh, you got to follow the instructions. L'sosin adov asher yidlachah yimin ha'smol, you can't deviate right or left. Okay? That's the normal halach. Now, posi yidbeis, v'ho'ish, and the man, sitting here, the great man, Ashayase Bezodin, who deliberately goes against the Psak, Levulti Shumaya la Koyin Ho'ime Lishorisham, to go against the Koyin or the Tamachochim who is there, Shem Lekecha la Shefet, Umeis Ha'ishahu Uve'alta Horom Yisrael. This person should be killed, and Uve'alta Horom Yisrael, and Ra, bad, should be taken out from Klal Yisrael, should be eradicated from Klal Yisrael. V'chol Ha'om Yishmu V'yiro V'lo Yuzizan Oid, and the nation should hear, and they should fear, and they should not sin further. So what's this talking about? This is, as you know, the mitzvah of a Zokin Mamre. A Zokin Mamre is a Talmud Chochem who has reached levels of Hira, of able to Paskin. He's one of the Sanhedrin, a Talmud Chochem Godel. And he is arguing in Halacha based on his knowledge of Halacha. He's arguing with the people in his town on the Halacha. So the Halacha is, if he disagrees with them, and they haven't come to any conclusion, they don't know what the halacha is, whether he's right or they're right. They go up to various different stages to the Beis Hamikdash. if you want to read the stages over here, the Rambam brings it down. Just to quote, there's different Bati Din, there's one in Pesach Ha'abayis, the one in Pesach of the Ezras Yisrael, and one in Lishkas Agozis. And at each stage he goes along and he asks them what the halacha is. If they know, then they say. If they don't know, then you've got to go to this next stage. Everyone comes together to the next stage. And if they don't know, everyone comes together to the next stage until you come to Lishkas Agozis. Until you come all the way to Lishkas Agozis, which is the Supreme Court, if you want to call it the head court of Klal Yisrael, and they are able to tell you either through what they know or through Psak, or they come to a vote and they give a Psak, and that is a binding Psak. Now, based on this Psak, he has to follow that. He cannot deviate right or wrong. He left or right, he's got to follow that Psak. If he goes back to his town, wherever he is, and he ignores what they tell him in Lishkas Agozis, the halacha is that this person gets killed. He gets killed. He has to be a certain din of psak, but the whole Gemara and Horus talks about it's got to be something Shazoyna Chorus, a certain stage of psak, but he has to pass on halacha lamais, somebody asks him what to do, he doesn't go through just what the basics of it. He tells it, I pass in this way, and that psak is against the hira of Lishkas Agozis. That person gets killed. Now, there's fascinating halachas over here that seem to be different to many other halachas in the Torah, and the way it's presented is very unique. In other words, here we're dealing here with a intellectual, the ho'ish, the man. You're dealing here with a very significant individual that has come to psak. Yet the Torah says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, "Umeisa ishahu." It says, "V'chol ha'om." What's om referring to? Rom is the amcha, am. Yeah, like the regular people, not necessarily the intellectuals, the regular people. Yishmu v'yiro will hear and they will see. V'lo yazid an oid, and they will not sin further. So the obvious question is: we're dealing here with somebody who is a dayan. A dying on the Sanhedrin, no less. And he's come to Psak. and he has now did something wrong. He did not follow who he should be following. Why is it that this is something that v'chol ha'om, all the nation yishmu b'ro, they'll hear, oh, psh, something happened to him, we won't do this anymore. Of course you won't do it, you're not a dayan. You're not a rav, of course you won't do it. Now the wise idea over here, that they have to learn from him, v'chol ha'om yishmu b'ro, they'll hear, and they will see, v'lo yezidun oid, and they won't sin further. Of course they're not, not on that level b'chol. If you're talking about the halacha of gezeila, everyone is, you know, suspect, rachmanu litzlan, of stealing. Fine. But he was dealing here with a very unique, elitist individual that has to come to psak. So why does a chol ha'om yishmu, everyone's got to learn, everyone's got to listen and not learn. You're not in that level at all. More than that, the halacha says, a very, very unusual halacha, there's a halacha that you never paskin a din in a foshas on an Erev Shabbos. Why? Because the halacha is that when you start on Erev Shabbos, you've got to finish off the din if you chayiv the next day on Shabbos. And it says the Gemara, you can't finish them off the next day because you can't kill on Shabbos. And therefore, you don't want to reach a situation where you have Inui Hadin. Inui Hadin means if on Shabbos you're paskin that he should be killed, you cannot reach a situation where he won't be killed until Sunday. Because that waiting is a pain that a person has that Chazal tell us is not what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Okay? That is a normal din when a person did Avodah Zarah, when a person did Znus, any terrible thing, the halacha is that you don't wait. When it comes to this particular case, it says the Torah for Chol Ha'om Yishmu V'Yiro. Everyone has to hear and see. What's the halacha there? It says Rashi brought down from the Gemara. Mikan shemamtinin loy ad haregel. You wait until the Yontuv. Umeimisin oisei beregel, and you kill him on Yontuv. On Chol Ha'om. Yeah? In other words, when all Klal Yisrael come alir leregel, they come along. Which means, let's say, for example, this person did a terrible thing. Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. Right? Take him out to Lishkas Hagavis, they come along and pass an halacha, and this is a process, and you go through the whole process, and eventually it trickles down, and it comes out that he did something wrong, he goes back in his town, and Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, he now comes out to take him to din, and he finds his chayv misa being a zokin mamre. He gets taken to jail, he sits in prison, yeah, until Pesach. Chol Hamoed Pesach, everybody comes together, and they kill him in public. He's waiting months and months, something that we don't find anywhere else. This person, well, he's worse than the Oved Avodah Zarah. He's worse than the person who did Znus. Why is it so terrible? And what is it, in order to teach the Amcha what a terrible thing this is? They're not in his position to pass, and what are they supposed to learn from this? Okay?
Authority
is very important, for sure, but is it more important than Avodah Zarah? Yeah?
It could be if you don't have authority.
I agree with you. I mean, there is certainly elements of there of taking away from Machlokes and Klal Yisrael that have a clear direction. Correct. Yeah, absolutely. I'm not absolutely not wrong. But perhaps there's something more. Furthermore, there's a very interesting diuk in the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Va'isha she'azvil tishmoy ala koin ha'oimei l'shori shom es Hashem," and the pasuk says beforehand. In other words, that this din of Zokin Mamre only applies if the Sanhedrin in Lishkas HaGozis paskin the halacha in the Lishkas HaGozis. You come to Lishkas HaGozis and they paskin the halacha and you don't follow that, that is when you get killed. But let's say, for example, they decided that they're going to take a break and they're all going to go along and not be in Lishkas HaGozis, they're going to meet him in some kind of base of Medrash. Yeah, not in Lishkas HaGozis, in the middle of Yerushalayim. Same Dayonim, the same Sanhedrin, the same Psak, and they come along and they tell him what to do, and he doesn't follow. Yeah, exactly the same Dayonim, same people there, the same knowledge. The halacha is, he will not be killed. It's got to be that the Psak takes place in the Lishkas HaGozis only. Why? End of the day, he's not listening to the Sanhedrin. End of the day, he's not following the halacha. End of the day, he is somebody who is clearly not listening to what they told him to do. What's the difference? Why is there a difference?
This is God's house and the other one's not God's house.
So what's the difference? It's knowledge is knowledge.
No, but...
Okay, good. So the idea is that this very, very bekitza. There's a very clear Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos, the Mishnayos in Ovos. We're dealing here with a concept, with an idea. And the idea is something that I believe separates two different groupings in Klal Yisrael. People who appreciate what we value as something called Das Torah, and people who appreciate something as Chochmas HaTorah. What does that mean? In other words, there are places in Shas and places in Gemara and Shabbos that say that a person who does not have Torah, a person does not have Yiras Shamayim, even if he be a big Talmud Chochem, his Torah is worth nothing. Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. The Gemara says many places that it's a person who doesn't have Chochma, doesn't have Yiras Shamayim, it's like having the gates around a courtyard, but there's no walls, but nothing in the courtyard. In other words, there's no point putting gates if there's nothing there. What's the idea behind this?
He's a Talmud Chacham. How you Yirat Hashem?
Exactly. So let's focus on this more. He's a Talmud Chacham. He's dealing here. Let's sharpen this question.
Right.
Let's say. There's Yerushalayim and there's Torah. Right. Two separate things. We imagine. So let's say a person, he is a professor in physics, but he's not a professor. He knows nothing about biology. He's worth nothing. He's a professor in physics. So he doesn't have biology. So this person is an incredibly knowledgeable person. He knows a huge amount. But he doesn't have Yiras Shamayim. So he's still a knowledgeable person. He knows an incredible amount. And therefore, why do you say his Torah is worth nothing? Why? He still learned. He still knows. He's still knowledgeable.
When
you're asking him
what?
A question, he can quote you 25 Maram Mekoymus exactly where it is in the Rashbon, the Ran, and how he passed on Lachla Maisa, Rambam Shulchan Aruch. His Torah is worth nothing. Why is the Torah worth nothing? He knows what's going on. The guy is a genius. Torah is worth nothing. Why? The idea is like this. The Gemara says in many places, for example, the Gemara says that you can't compare a person who learns Asher Vodai Asher Lo Yavodai. What's called the Eved Hashem? A person who learned something 100 times. You can't compare a person who's learned something 101 times. Why? After the 40th, the 50th, the 60th time, a guy doesn't know what's going on. Didn't he hear the person who's a Talmud Chochem, who's done Chazor again and again? But that's not called Avodah. 101 times is called Avodah. Why? What's the difference? He knows more. The answer is, you may know a little bit more, maybe. But the idea is, there's much more, when it comes to Torah, there's much more than knowledge. It's much more than knowing the halacha. There's a certain element there of Siyata Dishmaya. There's a certain element of coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving you what you need beyond the knowledge. That is what we call Das Torah. That is something that is not just knowledge of Torah. This is beyond that. We have over here a Zokein Mamre. Now this Zokein Mamre is somebody who is Ro'oi to Psak. He could be a one in the Sanhedrin. It could be even that he is a greater genius than any one in Klal Yisrael. He could be a person who has studied and knows more Torah and knows more, he's more knowledgeable than anybody in Klal Yisrael. And he comes along and he tells his friends, you want a passing like this? You're wrong. I'm telling you, and he'll give them a whole list of Maram Mekoymus why they're wrong. And they're bamboozled. They have no idea what's going on. They don't have to answer him. So they take up stage by stage by stage. He comes to Lishkas HaGozis and he gives a drosha chaval al hazman. Unbelievable, all the Maram Mekoymus, all the sources, and he tells them, and he's a genius, but they're not convinced that is a halacha, and they paskin against his right judgment. They're paskin against him, and he's furious. He studied this, he knows what's going on. The halacha is that he has to accept what they say. Why is that? He knows better, perhaps. The answer is, if you just plugged in the knowledge and added 1 + 1 + 1, in mathematics, he may be right. But when it comes to Torah, there's an element of Siyata Dishmai where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved. The Pasuk says, Adas Hashem, what does it say? The Pasuk is? Bear with me.
Obed Elokim Lasher Lo Oto.
No, it says that Yosh Hashem Adas Kokoshbo sits amongst Zionim.
Yeah, right.
In other words, when it comes to Psak, when it comes to Mishpat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be there. And you can be the biggest genius, But if you're just focusing on what you know, not focusing on how Kodesh Baruch Hu has a relationship with you, you are messing up. That is worth nothing. Mm. Because Torah without the Yiras Shemayim, Torah without bringing a Kodesh Baruch Hu into your life is worth nothing. That is a fight between a Zaki Mamre. Zaki Mamre is more knowledgeable. He may have more wisdom, but he doesn't have Torah. He doesn't have the Yiras Shemayim. He doesn't have the Rabbein Shalim involved. For that purpose, we have to go up to Lishkas HaGavis. For that purpose, the only way that he's called a Zokim Mamre, if we come onto the base of Migdosh, where you have the Kedusha, and you have the Tahara, and you have people sitting there close to the Shekhinah, and the Shekhinah there is giving them that extra knowledge that they have, if they wouldn't have that perhaps, if they'd be sitting in the middle of Yishalayim, the base of Medrash there. Because it's not about what they know, it's about the Kedusha and Tahara that they bring in, from the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, it seeps into their brain, into their bodies, into their minds, into the neshama. I'll give you the ma'aser. The Kotzke Rebbe once asked Avni Nevo, his son-in-law, tell me, what would you do in order to learn Hilchus Tefillin? So he said, I'd open up the third Perek of Menachos, and I'd work through the Mishnayos, I'd work through the Gemara, I'd work through the Shulchan Aruch, I'd work through the Rambam, I'd work through Halacha LeMaaseh, I'd work through, and I'd know Hilchus Tefillin. So Kotzke says, no, you're making a mistake. Why did Rabbeinu HaKodesh put in Hilchus Tefillin in the third Perek of Menachos? Why not the first Perek of Menachos? Because the first two Perekim of Menachos give you the Kedusha and Tahara to get used to get into the understanding what goes into a Perek of Tefillin. And therefore you first learn the whole first Perek, and then you learn the whole second Perek, and then when you get to the third Perek, you're ready to learn Hilchus Tefillin. It's not about knowledgeable of how to build the boxes. It's about the Kedushan Tahara of Menachos, of the Korbanos. That's when you get into it. Somebody told me that Reb Chaim Kanievsky never had air conditioning in his house for many years. Now, Bnei Brak, yeah, it's not a luxury. It's not a luxury. Never had air conditioning in his house. And he never wanted it. He never wanted it.
The thing was that it was like that he couldn't have it on Shabbos.
Whatever. So it's a manshu for Shabbos.
He couldn't have it on Shabbos, so you wouldn't want to have.
Yeah.
So that all during the whole week, if you have air conditioning, and on Shabbos, no.
Okay. The Meister, he went out of the house, and somebody installed air conditioning in the house, and didn't tell him about it. And he learnt like he's never learnt for years. Ah, geschmack. Afterwards, he said, yeah, it's unbelievable. I managed to learn so much better. So they told him afterwards, yeah, by the way, somebody put air conditioning in your house. Oh, he's very happy. When he writes his sefer, he turns the air conditioning off. Why? Why? He said, because when it comes, of course, I can think better perhaps, you know, in the physical world I can learn better. When it comes to psak, when it comes to hoirah, when it comes to building up doiris through my sefer, I need Rabbein Shleilem here, I need Mesiris Nefesh, I turn off the air conditioning. You understand? It's not about knowledge. It's about the Yiras Shemayim. It's about the Mesiris Nefesh. It's about connecting with Ratzon Hashem. That is what's going to make impact in future generations. He turns it off. This Zakei Mamre is somebody who may be more knowledgeable. He may be more wise. He may have more knowledge. Torah is not a computer. Torah is following Das Torah. It's following the Ratzon Hashem. That comes from the Nishkas HaGozis. If you don't follow that, this is somebody who has no connection with Yiddishkeit. He has no connection with Torah. Who's supposed to learn this message? This message is not supposed to be specifically for a dayan. How do I follow Psak? Says the Pasuk, this message is v'chol ha'om yishmu'u v'yiro'u. Every single person, where there's a child learning Aleph, Beis, Gimel, it's not ABC. When he's opening up the Chumash, he's not learning history. He's learning Torah. V'chol ha'om yishmu v'yiro'u. Every single person has to realize when he's opening up a sefer, when he's connecting with Torah, he's connecting with the Rabbein Shleilem, he's not just learning how to follow through a bunch of laws and how to follow through yes and no. This is connecting with Rabbein Shleilem. And therefore, v'chol ha'om yishmu v'yiro'u. Not v'yisro'u. V'chol ha'om, every person's got to do that. And even on the expense of embarrassing Torah scholar, I mean, why did he just hush up? You know, make a quiet thing, kill him, don't make a big tzak, there won't be any machlokes that way. No, wait till the regal. Wait till every single person sees this message and understands and do it inui hadin. Make this person suffer, unfortunately, for the sake of understanding that Yiddishkeit is based not only on wisdom, it's based on Torah, and Torah has to come with Yerushalayim. A Talmud Chochman doesn't have that is worth nothing. The Gemara says it's better for him to have been killed at birth. That is a Zokin Mamri. And that is a focus that every single person has to have. The Koyach of Torah is not just learning more to become very bright, become very smart. You know, the Koreans, yeah, the Koreans all have a shaft. You know that?
Yeah.
The South Koreans, exactly. They have a shaft in their house because they looked, they made research, and they found out that what makes Jews so smart, that they learn Gemara, right? So in the Korean, so they took a Gemara and they translated it into Korean, and they have Gemaras in the house. Yeah, the kids have Gemaras. Have you found them to be Tamil Chacham? Have you found any Rishonim and Achronim? Yeah, of Korean, if people come, it's not because it's not the Gemara. It's not just learning a Bayan Rava. It is putting your mind into it, trying to connect to the Rebbein Shalom Seichel Yosha, trying to connect with the Kedush and Tahara of Torah. That is what makes a Jew unique. That is what makes a person great. That is what makes it. And they don't have that, so what's going to help them? Right? And therefore, this is Zokin Mamre. Zokin Mamre is that focus. Lahavdol, not Zokin Mamre, but it says by Shlomo HaMelech, Layabo Lo Susim, and Layabo Lo Noshim. This is parasha straight after this. You mustn't have too many wives. Melech can't have too many wives. So the Pasuk says Shlomo Melech had 1,000 wives, far more than the Pasuk would have allowed. So the Yud of the Layabo Lo Noshim, Yud came and complained to Rebbein Shalom. It's not fair. He's not listening to the Pasuk. So the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, 1,000 Shlemas will disappear. Not one word of Torah will ever disappear. I'll make sure you won't disappear. What's the idea? Why the Yarbe? Shlomo HaMelech, with all his Chochmah, Chochmah Kol Adam, the greatest person and the greatest mind, still, the Yarbe for other people. The Yarbe for him. For him, he shouldn't have wives. I know what's going on. With my seichel, I know what's the correct thing. I can do this, I can do that, I can change around, I can stop over the Vodazar. No. It could be the seichel, Chochem Kol Adam. It could be the tremendous Avas Hashem that you write in Shir Hashirim. But there's a certain chelik of Torah that you have to accept that Rebbein Shleilam, that is the halacha. That is the psak. That is something that Kodesh Baruch is beyond your knowledge. That's what Mamre never got. And the Shlomo Melech also did not follow that Liyar B'lo Noshim. Torah is speaking to us. Torah is speaking to, Rav Shimon Schwab brought a beautiful story. He says, Torah is not speaking to him. Torah is speaking to us. He says he was once on a he was on a bus in a, was it a bus? Bear with me. The Rav used to tell us the day that he arrived in America in December 1936, a few hours after he got off the boat, he boarded a trolley in New York City. In Europe, bus or train passengers would take a seat and wait for the conductor to come through to collect the fare. The Rav did not know that in New York he was supposed to pay as soon as he boarded the vehicle. He took a seat and waited. The driver looked in his mirror and he said to Rav Schwab, "Mister, you forgot to pay." The Rav, not knowing who he was referring to or exactly what he was saying, did not respond. The driver repeated himself, "Sir, you forgot to put your nickel in the box." Still the Rav paid no attention. After waiting another moment, during which all the passengers turned to stare at the Rav, the driver turned around and pointed at him, "Hey, mister, me and you." In great embarrassment, the Rav got up, paid the driver, and took his seat again. Feeling great shame, he alighted at the next stop and waited for the next bus, not knowing exactly what to do. Rav Schwab took a Musa Haskell from this. Whenever we learn something in the Torah, a halacha Shulchan Aruch, or read a statement in Chazal, we should not think it's referring to someone else. We should remember that the bus driver, Hashem, is pointing at us and saying, "Hey, mister, I mean you." Even as Zokin Mamre, I mean you. Thank you very much.